Budget always getting wrecked from emergencies? Learn how to avoid it on this episode of The Catholic Money Show. It's another Q&A episode here on The Catholic Money Show. We'd love to give an A to your Q, so go on over to walletwin.com/voicemail and leave us a question. You may hear it answered on a future episode of the show.
Mm-hmm. And in this question, we are tackling the B word, budgets.
Budget.
We're going to say it at the same time as me?
Budget.
Budgets.
Budget.
And this is a question we've gotten so many times, but I love answering it because it's such a simple fix.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say easy, but simple. So here's the question. Every time we've tried to make a budget, it's never been successful. We constantly have surprises each month, making it nearly impossible. How can we stick to the budget? Is there any easier way of making one without going through months of past spending? It seems overwhelming.
Mm.
I think there's three or four questions in here, actually, but we're going to break them down and just stick with one question at a time. All right. So every time we've made a budget, it doesn't work. If I had a dollar for every time somebody came to me and said, I tried budgeting, but it didn't work.
You'd have next month's budget.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's a very common thing. And really, I guess I want to say that a lot of people look at it improperly. They don't realize it's just like it's a skill that you have to learn. And skills take time to learn. It's like a baby learning how to walk. If they stood up and fell and bonked their head and decided never to stand up again, well, they'd never walk. That'd be a travesty. But they don't do that because they're resilient. They stand up and they try again and they bonk their other side of their head. And they just kind of keep toddling all over until one day they're eventually walking. Now, it doesn't take us years to learn how to budget, but it does take us a few times to really hone the skills and navigate the pitfalls and whatnot. And I think the first thing here is just to point out that as adults, we've grown way too ready to abandon things or to declare them as failures or not successful if they didn't work instantly. And we avoid things we're not good at because they dig up emotions and fears of failure. And once you start to you have to remind yourself that learning curves are normal. Learning new skills brings out vulnerabilities, that doing new things is hard and uncomfortable, but worth it. You have to get into the right mindset. Go back to that curiosity you had as a child where you were willing to do things that you weren't guaranteed to ace. We have to get back to that place or else none of us are going to live a life that we want to live. It's just not going to bring out greatness in us. So I didn't mean for this to be a conversation about magnanimity or whatever that word is, being great. But I do think over this budgeting thing, if there's like one hiccup, people are just ready to have an absolute fit and be done with it and declare it as budgeting's fault instead of, well, wait a minute. These surprises. Wait a minute. What if they're not surprises at all? What if they're not emergencies? What if we could have planned for that? And just developing the skill to develop some insight into the future would be all that I need to prevent this from happening again. What if it was that simple?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it. So the first thing, if we constantly have surprises every month, making it impossible to stick to, that's the classic, okay, $3,500 came in, we budgeted it out amongst all the things, and we used our best guesses, but your guesses stunk. And you know, were like us, our first budget, we budgeted $60 for groceries. That snapped a week and a half in.
Yeah, we got hungry.
We had to rearrange. And then the next month, we got a little bit better. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. We more than doubled the grocery budget. And we learned that we didn't spend as much on home maintenance as we thought. So we just kind of We brought that down. We brought the groceries up. We got better. Within about 3 or 4 months, we were more attuned to some things. But we also, in the early days, always put $100 into like forgotten expenses. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be things that you forgot were coming. They're not surprises. The car insurance bill coming due that you just forgot because it's only once a year you pay it. Well, that's not a surprise. That's not an emergency. If you just sat down and thought through, you would have seen it coming. Mm-hmm. And so it's just developing that skill of figuring that out. And really, it only takes, we offer people inside of our community budget joggers to kind of jog their brains of what might be coming down the pike this month. But then also, and you really only need to do this once, you do need to look at the last year of at your bank and to see kind of what bigger things came out and hit when. And that's going to then help you going into this next year of, oh, yeah, the kids' swim lessons always have to get paid, blah. Or, you know, some of those things that you claim are surprises, but they were not surprises. If you just really thought about it, you would have known this was coming all along.
Yeah. And an easy way to find those larger expenses when you're going back through your bank statements is when you do your online banking. So log into the website, you probably have a way to filter all the transactions that it's showing you.
Sure. So like a CSV say, download or whatever.
No, just even on their website, you should be able to say, I want to see Sam Jackson's from this date to that date and only give me the ones over X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. So then you don't have to filter through everything. You could say
$3 at Walmart.
Yeah. You can say, give me the ones over $900. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see all the biggies and go, oh, yep, that was the car insurance. That was this. This was that. And those are like the biggest ones. Then maybe you can knock it down another little bit. Yeah. See the next kind of
just get a little bit of knowledge. Chunk of them.
Yep. Yeah. Having that knowledge, knowing what's going on. You know, it's like we were. I don't know. I don't have a real situation where this would happen, but you got surprised by somebody jumping out from behind the bushes.
You did that to me once.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Wait, is this a joke? You forgot about that?
I did. You hated that.
We were engaged. I'm one of the jumpiest persons on planet Earth. We're going to talk.
Anyway.
No, we're telling the story. It's dark. It's 10 o'clock at night. And you're just in town visiting, but I get out of my car and I come around and then you jump out from behind a bush and say, hey, what woman is going to respond well?
Good thing you weren't carrying a gun.
I had a purse and I smacked you. And then I realized it was you, so I didn't do anything worse.
Yes, thankfully. So if somebody surprises you jumping out of the bushes, well, next time you might peek behind the bushes. Keep your eyes on the bushes next time you're coming up. All right, bushes. That's never going to surprise me again. All right. Oh, well, then maybe somebody jumped out from behind a car. Well, all right, now I know I have to peek behind the car.
Jeez, and that's now you're hyper-vigilant. Now you're stressed out.
I got surprised by, you know, the shampoo running out.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now I know. I'm going to give the shampoo a little shake, see if there's any, if I'm going to need to buy any this month.
Sure.
I'm going to go see how much toilet paper we have. Do we need to stock up again? So you start learning to do these things, to look ahead and better estimate, better know the needs that will be coming up in the month. Mm-hmm. So that way you are going to eliminate most of the surprises that come up.
Yep. We haven't had a surprise in years.
Surprise.
Truly. I mean, we have things that I don't know when they're going to happen, but I've been saving for them.
Yeah.
It's just a skill. That's it. It's just a habit.
So there's a variety of things here in the question. So there's the, all right, we can reduce surprises. So how can we stick to a budget? Well, then there's also just a strengthening of a muscle, of a virtue, of sticking to the plan. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I didn't know this was coming up. Well, you can move stuff around for it, fit it in.
Sure.
But maybe it just doesn't fit in.
Yeah. I mean, Exodus 90 is a good example of this. How they always invite those going through the plan to discretionary?
Unnecessary spending.
No unnecessary spending, which And you know what? It's not always that you live there, but sometimes it's just really good. It's just like fasting to just say, nah, the default right now is just no on extra stuff.
Yeah.
And that's good for me because it's not when I'm a slave to my whims and fancies, there's no freedom there. There isn't. What?
Whims and fancies.
Whims and fancies.
I love it. But yeah, so maybe there's some strength in, and this is all different situations, different people are going to have different parts of this. Maybe there's just some, you need to strengthen up the, well, didn't put it in there. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's just not going to do it. It's okay to not do things.
Yeah.
It's okay for things not to be able to come together sometimes.
So the question of how can we stick to the budget?
Yeah.
That there can be multiple reasons.
Absolutely.
You're not sticking. One, you could have entered in unrealistic amounts.
$60 for groceries.
And you got to do better next time.
Yep. And that comes with time.
Yep. There could be another reason of, you know what? When push came to shove, I just wanted to spend my way through Costco because I was having a bad day and I blew out three categories. That's not a good reason.
Yep.
But all right, you did it. Well, now let's find some healthy coping mechanisms that actually meet the emotional needs that you have and not just give you a quick dopamine hit.
Yeah. There could be, I made the budget. It was great. The categories were well, you know, well funded, the right amounts. And I just never looked at it as I spent money.
Yeah. You made the perfect budget and then it just collected dust.
Yeah. So the budget's there to be checked, to be updated so that you know the state of things as you're going through the month and spending money. So that's another part of sticking to the budget is
living it out.
Looking at it, keeping it up to date and using it.
Yeah. So there are a lot of just factors that go into play into the habit of budgeting.
And every one of these are things you grow in the more you do it.
Yep.
You're going to forget to look at the budget. You're going to forget to update it. You're going to put in way less or way more money than is needed in a category, and other categories might end up suffering because of it. But you get better at it.
Yep.
Each time you make a budget, each time you're using it, it becomes more second nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last part of the question here is there any easier way of making one without going through months of past spending? Well, going through months of past spending is helpful. It's helpful information to build the budget.
For your first budget. One.
If we would have looked at how much money have we spent at the grocery store over the last 3 months, we would have known $60 was
not enough.
Ridiculous.
Right, right.
So it helps you. It makes you, you have more educated guesses making your budget. But if that just does sound overwhelming to you, and that's the reason you're not making a budget.
Who cares? Don't do it.
Don't do it. Make a budget. And then you'll be informed by this month's spending.
I mean, that was really our strategy.
That's what we did. Yeah.
We just got.
Oh, that was off.
Life told us it was inaccurate. And that was fine. You can learn that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I might have been that person that would have been overwhelmed looking at past bank statements. And I am definitely one of those, let's just get going and let's perfect on the way instead of get perfect and then go.
Yeah.
It's just going to be temperament and personality, but you do need to commit to living this out and to know that you can do it. And that really, on the other side of budgeting, it just unlocks so many other goals and skills.
I think about like a Hollywood stuntman or a gymnast, someone like that, a ninja, where they've got unbelievable control over their body.
In a way that you don't have.
Absolutely don't have.
Yeah.
I'm spinning around in midair and I know that I need to do this little move. If I move my arm just a little bit, that's going to change the way I'm spinning and then I'm going to land on my legs and blah, blah, blah. They know exactly what's going on. Or like a high diver. They just, all these little movements that, perfect. Budgeting. When you get budgeting and you're growing in that, and after a little while, well, then that's you with your money. You know, I can make this little tweak here. I can make that little tweak here. I know exactly where my left pinky is right now and where it will be in 1.5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You can make all these little adjustments. You have all the knowledge to be flexible, to move in the moment and respond to things that might legitimately come up because you walked into the room, you saw the exits, you know where all the bad guys are, you know what's going on. Hmm. You become a financial Jason Bourne.
Ooh.
Through budgeting.
Oh boy, now you're going to want to do some sort of a podcast episode on that.
Or movie marathon.
Anyway, but there you have it. Budgeting, I want you to lean into that. Learn it in 2024. This is a skill that anybody can learn. It just takes time. Be the baby learning how to walk. Keep getting up. Bonk Mama. Your head. That's okay.
Budget.
Money. And don't, it's okay to not get it right out the gate. Just stick with it. Just keep going. You will have this perfected in no time. Until next time, bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.